Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israeli body politic may have a government in place, a government that is based on hate for the former prime minister. That's the headline. Miki Madad comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
That coalition basically was based on hate of one man, Netanyahu. Can you form a coalition government, and will it last if it's basically based on hate?
Jimmy, you might not remember, but I do. Maybe half a dozen years ago, you asked me a similar question in another political crisis, and I pointed out that sometimes the glue that holds a coalition together, no matter how different they are one from another, is the fear of going to elections or losing their jobs, and that keeps them together. So as a political commentator, I have to be fair and say that one option is that despite irrational, extreme differences of opinion between the various members of the coalition and the fact that so many of them have less than 10 seats each, which makes it a very splintered type of a government, the possibility exists that they can get along. I don't think so, because the pressures that they are under, both internally in terms of Israel politics and externally in terms of the non-peace with Iran and the terror fight with the Hamas and the Palestinian Authority, I think these pressures are too much because they're very, very bipolar. You have Mr. Naftali Bennett and Gideon Saar, who are extremely pro-Jewish residency in Judea and Samaria. And you have the Labor Party and the Meretz Party that are extremely against Jewish residency in Judea and Samaria. And you now have a coalition partner for the first time, officially, of an Arab party that is very extreme in its Islamic orientation, although its main claim to fame is to better economically the Arab citizens in the state of Israel.
Miki Madad explaining how a government that was formed based on hatred of the former prime minister may be able to lead the Jewish state into the future. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. It seems like the possible coalition government in Israel has only one thing in common, and that is their hatred for the former Prime Minister Netanyahu. But I quickly remind you that God ordains who will lead any and every government. That's Romans chapter 13 and verse 1. The Lord will use any and all political leaders to fulfill his will. Revelation chapter 17, verse 17. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...